For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The new head football coach at WKU was met with applause from a room packed with people Monday afternoon. When Bobby Petrino made his way to the podium alongside WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart, he was instantly recognized by college football fans in the Bluegrass State and beyond. The former Louisville and Arkansas coach brings a combination of unquestioned on-the-field success, along with a good deal of off-the-field baggage and controversy. Not surprisingly, the emphasis was on the football success yesterday, as Todd Stewart officially introduced Petrino as WKU's 18th head football coach.
When you begin a search, the first person that you contact is the number one person on your list. And for us, the number one person was Bobby Petrino. He and I began discussions about our head coaching position on Saturday afternoon, and we had multiple conversations throughout the day and evening.
Stewart says the school flew Petrino and his wife Becky to Bowling Green Sunday for continued discussions. All day Monday, rumors spread on campus and on the internet about the possible presence of Bobby Petrino somewhere on WKU's campus. Unlike a lot of rumors, however, these proved to be accurate. WKU and Petrino finalized contract details Monday, and the decision was formally announced by the school in a news release in the early afternoon. On one hand, landing a coach with the pedigree of Bobby Petrino is a coup for WKU. There's no debating the Montana native's coaching ability. Petrino compiled a record of 75-26 while at Arkansas and Louisville, leading both those schools to their first BCS Bowl appearances. During his head coaching stints, as well as during his time as an assistant coach at U of L and Auburn, Petrino earned a reputation as an offensive guru, leading teams with high-powered passing attacks that racked up big points and exciting plays. Petrino says coming back to a state where he experienced so much success as a coach means a great deal to him.
My wife Becky and I consider this coming home. We have children that are here in the state, and we've been here, and it's great to be able to come back to the state that we love. This was a family decision. When we looked at it and sat down and talked, we felt like this was something that was best for our family, a place where we wanted to be.
The 51-year-old Petrino comes to WKU with a history of off-the-field controversies in addition to all that on-the-field success. The most recent controversy was in April, while he was head coach at Arkansas. Petrino was fired at Arkansas for failing to disclose the nature of a romantic relationship he had with a woman whom he hired for a position with that school's football office. Petrino was involved in a motorcycle accident with the woman days before the firing, but he told Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long he was alone at the time of the crash. Just before a state police report mentioning the woman's involvement in the crash was set to go public, Petrino confessed the truth to Long, and he was fired a few days later. When asked Monday what he would say if asked about the Arkansas firing by potential recruits or their parents, Petrino said the incident could actually be an advantage.
I'm going to be able to sit down with mom and dad and with the student athlete and make them understand how this experience has made me a better coach, a better person, and will make me understand their son better.
The Arkansas incident wasn't the first time Petrino's judgment or integrity were called into question. During his time in Louisville, rumors surfaced that Petrino had interviewed for the head coaching job at Auburn. He denied the rumors to the media and to his boss, U of L Athletic Director Tom Jurich. But it was later reported Petrino went to Auburn in the middle of the night on a private plane sent by Auburn boosters. Now Petrino gets to start over at WKU. School leaders and fans hope he will work his football magic to bring the school wins without tarnishing WKU's image. Petrino's contract with the school is good for an $850,000 annual base salary with opportunities for incentives. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.